body looking make me really feel now.
I got a nothing like a star and a nothing like a
prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Long-awaited episode, actually, because we have had lots of problems in the studio with our server. But they are fixed, and we're doing Facebook Live, we're doing internet radio, we'll have podcasts, we'll have YouTube. It's all going to happen today. And today's show is show number 2096, the Blueprint Power Hour, with my dear co-host, Coach Rob Regish, of course. And we're going to play his music as an honorary step to his introduction.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob? Rob, I can't hear you. Hold on a second, Rob.
Hold on. Okay.
Try now.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Oh, loud and clear. Okay. Just getting used to some new setup here. We have a lot of things set up differently now. And we got a lot of cool stuff. You know, I've always been reluctant to change software. I'm one of those guys who believes that if something is working, you know, don't fix it. And right. But unfortunately, with the server crashing, it forced me to upgrade everything. Everything that I was used to using for the past 8 years is gone. And now we have all new stuff. And so as a result of that, it's been a little learning curve. But I got it. I got it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've got a couple of announcements. But before that, first things first, I want to give a shout out to Seth Spanner.
Yes.
Who generous. Yeah, Seth Spanner. He generously gave my wife a Fitbit last week. You know, I mean, this guy has bought Synthogen and Progenidrex for people more than once, just so they could see how good it is. He is hands down the most generous guy that I know. So I just want to say thank you, Seth. That means a lot to me and my wife.
And you know what he offered to do, because he's a huge supporter on Patreon. We have a $5 and a $10 level on Patreon. And really, there's no difference between the $5 and the $10 level. Look at my hair. It looks like a mess. I came straight from the gym. But Seth, he signed up for $10 and he reached out to me and he said that he wants to give away a bottle of Synthogen to anybody who signs up for Patreon. And, you know, the guy's generosity is unparalleled. Also, his commitment to the show has been unparalleled. We need to give him an award on the Blueprint Power Hour.
He does. He deserves certainly some recognition. I'll tell you what, Seth works hard for his money too. In addition to training hard, he's got at least two jobs, and I think they're both physical. So, you know, no one understands. The guy really believes in what he's doing, and he's got a big heart, as big as his muscles.
All right, so let's get started right away with some questions, right? So Johnny Gray, we haven't had a question from Johnny in a while.
Yeah.
He said, like you, I'm around 47 and set a new goal for myself, benching 400 pounds by the age 50. I've got everything planned and plenty of time, but starting around 300 pounds in his bench press. So I've got my work cut out for me. I'm 191 pounds. But I've been bigger and I've benched heavier. 350 was my best bench. Also, I'm around about 4 weeks in and did something to my tricep, parenthetically, not too serious. So I'm deloading right now. If benching 400 was your goal, how would you approach it?
Okay. The first thing I would do was take time to establish where I am, meaning taking a true one rep max and not start with kind of an iffy figure. Like I hear guys, yeah, it's around 300, you know, it's either 300, 295 or 305 or 310, whatever. But, you know, let's say it really is 300 pounds. I would then proceed as follows. I would scale back and you know, use, let's call it 270 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that will allow you to tighten up your form a little bit. But more importantly, it allows you to do something incredibly important, and that is building training momentum. And thereafter, because you've been to at least 350, I would want to exhaust linear periodization, however long that takes, meaning, you know, add just 5 pounds a week, maybe 10 pounds at the most. After that dedicated strength work, though, I would rotate the following assistance patterns: wide grip bench, floor presses, and very heavy 3 or 4 board presses, close grip bench presses. For my other bench day, I'd perform 8 sets of 3 reps with just 40% of your bar weight and maybe a doubled up mini band on each end of the bar, and rest 30 seconds in between sets. I would prioritize triceps on both days. You know, in addition to the board presses, I would perform close grip declines with, you can use a tremendous amount of weight, heavy weighted dips, and or lying tricep extensions. And then of course, for the back, rows, rows, and more rows. Vertical rows, horizontal rows, mixed plane rows. That approach should work well to get you out of the starting blocks. And I'm of the opinion that straight linear periodization should be exhausted prior to delving into fancier methods like undulating periodized loading patterns, especially when you've lifted heavier in the past. His assistance lifts, you know, I would perform those in order to address any sticking points. Here, if you've got a sticking point on the bench on the bottom, wide grip bench presses, you know, 2 sets of 6. That builds tremendous starting strength off the chest. Floor presses address the middle of his lift, as well as the speed work. And board presses, close grip board presses, are going to build a stronger lockout. Let's see, what else? You can't bench heavy all the time. That's part of the problem. So every other workout will address your speed work. And since force equals mass times acceleration, you need to practice accelerating a lighter bar occasionally. Finally, triceps are really the dominant muscle group in benching. They can never be too strong. As far as rows are concerned, I would be performing lots of them. Vertical rows, chin-ups, pull-downs, horizontal rows, one-arm dumbbell rows, and seated cable rows, T-bar rows. Those are what I call mixed plane movements. A thick back is a necessity, not just for big benches, but for shoulder health as well. A lot of guys screw up there. Now, once you're in striking distance, which I would say is 350, 360 or so, switch to loading patterns, which they add anywhere from 5 to 10% to your one rep max each. It doesn't sound like a lot, but on a 350 bench, that adds minimum 15 pounds and brings us to 365. I happen to have 6 such loading patterns, all of which are automated on Excel-based calculators, so there's no shortage of keys to the kingdom there. You know, you will get there with one of them. Here's the final word. Pursue your goal relentlessly, but have a backup plan just in case. At 47, almost 48, even little injuries can set you back a long time. You know, if that's the case, switch your goal to performing a true one-arm push-up. It's every bit as rewarding, even more so, in my opinion. And 10 years from now, you'll still be able to perform it. In most cases, you won't be able to say that about a 400-pound bench press. There's a reason why you don't see 80-year-olds putting 400 up on the bench. Something to think about.
Also, tricep should not be ignored, because that'll go away. I don't know why I get that feedback when I first start talking. But injury, if you want to call it, for lack of a better term, should not be ignored, especially if it's down by the elbow. Because that is where the tricep detaches. You have any type of tendonitis in the tricep, it's always down by the elbow. And if tendonitis persists long enough, the tendons start to become stringy, And that stringiness adds to weakness, and it leads to this. See that scar? your tricep just tears off the bone, and then you have to go have it reattached, and then you really want to talk about a setback. So I would recommend doing anything that you can to alleviate the tricep injury, even if it means backing off of your goal by a couple weeks until it feels like you don't have an injury anymore. And also, BPC 157. That's all I got to say about that. I mean, especially if you're going to start going heavier and heavier. You want that soft tissue to be strong. Greg Geldart says, I'm shopping for a test booster and came across a product called Pink Magic. It seems to be all the rage a few years ago, but now I can't find it. Any idea what happened? Yeah, the Susan G. Komen Foundation took it over.
Yeah, you know, Pink Magic was a product, I want to say it was offered by, I think, USP Labs many years ago. And, it claimed to do it all. Boost tests, build muscle, burn body fat. You know, for a while, it was all the rage on the boards where, you know, free samples were being given away left and right by USP Labs. Predictably, there was a lot of initial excitement. But after that faded, people realized it was mostly the placebo effect, and they moved on to other products. Now, what did USP Labs do? They introduced Pink Magic Platinum at that point with a few new twists on ingredients. Now, since the new and exciting ingredient in Pink Magic wasn't really doing anything, they went with high levels of maca. Maca produces a fairly noticeable aphrodisiac effect in most people. But that's not what the product purported to do. You know, it did not boost testosterone. It didn't produce any noticeable results in the gym. And it didn't grow muscle any faster. It did make a lot of money for USP Labs. And it did lighten your wallet. So after Pink Magic Platinum ran its course, USP Lab, you know, they just moved on to a product called Compound 20. And the whole cycle repeated itself again. And today, you don't hear anything about Compound 20.
So what was the magic ingredient in Pink Magic?
Oh, it was, I forget the name of the herb, but it had like two very sketchy animal studies to it. And nothing else, literally nothing else.
Right.
So if I think about the name of it, it was in and out so
it wasn't
fast.
It wasn't the Fidogia, right?
No. Okay. No, it wasn't Fidogia.
All right. So do we want to go on to the next question? You have some more you want to talk about that?
I just want to say, you know, it really highlights product longevity. If you're really interested in whether a product is solid or not, look at how long it's in the market.
Adaptogen N.
And that's a great example.
35 years of people still buying it and say it works.
Yeah. You know, so when you see repeat buys like that, no one understands that there's a reason for it. So, Greg, you know, I'm sorry to say Pink Magic isn't what you're looking for. If you are interested in something that really will work for you, I can recommend four things. One, Synthogen. Two, Adaptogen N, like we just mentioned. Progenitrex and Thrive. Now, two of those are my products. Two of them aren't. They are all amazingly effective and used consistently will give you some great results. And you can rest easy knowing that the money you send to these companies, my company, Carl's company, it isn't going to make it into Big Pharma's coffers, which is exactly what happens when you buy an EAS product now owned by Abbott Labs, but you would be hard to find that on the label.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. We're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Greg Quink, I think it's Quink, pronounced. Yeah. Quink. So this is the Blueprint Power Hour. Also on Facebook Live, if you can get to Facebook Live, you can actually ask us a question there, and we'll post it up.
Cool.
Check it out. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst. Don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality, rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D. Our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
It's an interesting situation. I don't have any backup music for some reason. That's okay. We'll just play this for both. And we were just waiting for Coach Rob to get back in his seat there. I see he's sipping on a protein drink or something of the sort. Anyway, so we have a question here from Greg Quink. Or Kink, Quink. He says, I got around to trying those top-range rack pulls. Wow, you weren't kidding. My upper back and traps have really taken off, and this is after only 3 workouts in 30 days. Very impressive. Do you have any other high-performance tips like that?
The short answer is yes. I got a lot of stuff.
It's called the Blueprint Bulletin. No.
Yeah, exactly. Here's how my training differs from most people. First of all, I perform no isolation movements, zero, zip, nada. I only have so much time and energy, and so do you. So I spend it working on big compound lifts that work a lot of muscle mass that allow me to handle a lot of weight. Box squats, chin-ups, dips, pullovers, you know, all of those things are favorites. I see people wasting time and energy on things like wrist curls, really curls of all sorts, really, dumbbell tricep kickbacks, and it drives me crazy. Not only is it useless for building real muscle, in my opinion, most of these isolation movements have you move the weight in arcs that puts you at a mechanical disadvantage. And as such, the injury risk is greater even when the weights used are much smaller. Case in point, dumbbell side laterals. 4 months ago, shoulder still hurts. Going for an MRI Friday. Now you know why I don't perform those isolation movements. Now, I also perform a limited number of work sets on most exercises. Generally, just two per movement. And when you work up to big weights, and again, you only have so much time and energy, you almost have to limit your volume most of the time. And because it's only two sets, you're able to muster a lot more intensity versus spreading it out over five, six, seven or more sets that I see people using. Two work sets also allows you to perform more compound movements in the workout. Two hard sets of box squats, two of super slow leverage squats, and two of glute ham raises, and maybe two more step-ups. That's four lifts, eight work sets. And if you're using enough weight, that is plenty. You know, I'm finding six work sets for me work a lot better in most workouts. Now, chest, shoulders, and tries, it's kind of the same. I do one all-out work set on dumbbell benches, followed by two work sets on a seated chest press, which I can use a pronated grip there too. Two sets of gorilla push-ups with your feet high up on the wall. You know, that hurts your, or hits rather, your chest, your shoulders, and your tries over five total sets. So just for a second, compare that to your typical chest workout. Four sets of benches, four sets of inclines, three or four sets of flies, and two sets of cable crossovers. That is a minimum of 13 total sets. And in most cases, they're not even paying attention and trying to lift more weight, right? Like I am or you are. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, consider the issue of wear and tear. What's going to cause more of it? Five work sets or 13? The answer is obvious, and it really starts piling up. Because that's just one workout. Just imagine it over months and years. When training for strength, I rest a long time in between sets.
What's a long time to you?
Upwards of 15 to 20 minutes in top range rack pulls. Mm-hmm. You know, try it yourself and see. Load 90% of your one rep max on a bar and squat it, you know, a couple, three times. Now, rest 5 minutes and do it again. Rest five more minutes and do it again. Now, add 5% more weight, but this time, rest 15 minutes before lifting it. What you're going to find is that it's much easier, even though it's 5% heavier. You know, resting that long is very important also as you approach a new PR when weights exceed, you know, 90-95% of your one rep max. What, you know, so you might ask yourself, what do you do with all that time while you're resting? Visualize your new one rep max, not for a single, but for a triple, over and over. By the time you step onto the bar to squat it, you've already done it 15 to 20 times in your mind. You haven't just done it once, you've done it three times. To be honest, I stick to those money exercises almost year round. I only rotate the reps. You know, it almost has to be that way, as success in this game comes 5 pounds or one rep at a time. You can't do that when you're constantly switching exercises just because your mind gets bored. You know, besides adding 50 to 100 pounds to these lifts over time, that's anything but boring. It's pretty exciting to me. So that's what I do different. I hope it helps.
You know, I got to agree with the rest. I've always been the giant set guy and the move fast guy. But recently, in an effort to try to be kinder to my body, or even maybe actually be able to work harder, let's say, I have been resting a lot more in between sets. And to me, a lot more is just 3 minutes. I mean, I start getting pretty antsy when I have to rest 3 minutes. If I'm not timing myself, I find that I generally rest a minute or less. And you're so much stronger when you rest 3 minutes versus, and I proved it to myself this morning on benches.
Yep.
I mean, I did my second set, I did a minute after my first set.
Yep.
My third set, I went up in weight and did more reps than my second set, but I waited 3 minutes before I got back under the bar.
There you go.
And that's when I thought to myself, you know, it's amazing. When you let the fatigue pass, you're so much stronger. And and obviously doing 16 reps with more weight on the bar than you did in your previous set is going to build more muscle.
Yep.
So, no, you're right. I'm starting to understand. Be patient. If you I don't know about you, but I'm one of these guys who I've got a million things to do today. So when I get into the gym, I start to get anxious. Like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. And I'm stopping that. I'm blocking out an hour, and that hour is mine, and I'm not going to rush myself anymore. That's it.
There's a time and a place for long rest periods and short rest periods. Like on my speed work days, 30 seconds rest in between sets. So think about it like that. There's a time and a place.
Yeah. Austin Idell says, I've really had it with supplements. None of them work as they say, or at least as well as they claim, and I haven't tried yours yet. So what makes yours any different? Pretty point blank question.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this though. It's a fair question, and the answer will help him understand, and hopefully the people in the audience, how to better identify all of their supplement purchases, not just my stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at the tale of two trainees. The first guy is looking for more muscle and he wants it in a hurry. So he orders up a lot of whey protein, branched chain aminos, a pre-workout, and HMB, free acid, because he reads it's just the stuff. and he reasons that all of these, or at least most, have some solid scientific evidence behind them. So he immediately begins using them. At the end of 60 days, he's burned through them. And like you, he isn't any bigger or stronger. So the question becomes, what happened? What happened is this. He wasn't aware that nothing in this stack is going to give him what he wants, which is more muscle. Whey protein is a good protein, don't get me wrong. However, it's a fast protein, and it's in and out of the body in 90 minutes. You know, compare that to Thrive, which has micellar casein, which is absorbed slowly over 7 hours. It also has whey, as the best of both worlds. Most people also use whey at haphazard times. Let's call it morning and afternoon. And mixing it in plain water. Ridiculous. It's either mix it in the fat or carbohydrate, but not nothing. You know, he takes BCAAs in and around his workouts. And although, yes, they'll cut down a bit soreness, they're not going to put muscle on them either. You need all 9 essential amino acids for that. His pre-workout is undoubtedly a strong stimulant that spikes his cortisol levels. And even worse, is crushing his appetite. As far as HMB goes, neither the free acid version nor the original will put muscle on you either. And of course, his workouts leave a lot to be desired. And you know, this whole focus on supplements is just majoring in the minors. My supplement line, and whenever you go to purchase a supplement, mine or someone else's, they should be designed to improve or amplify one of 3 things that have to happen to grow muscle. They magnify the overload in the growth signal that stimulates muscle growth. They recover you fast, so you can get more productive workouts in every month, or they're going to accelerate growth by greatly increasing your appetite for good quality foods. What he's going to find is that my pre-workout that is, it's coming. I know I've said that a million times, but it's going to allow you to train heavier, and it does so without skyrocketing cortisol. You know, you're thus going to stimulate more muscle growth versus not using it. If someone's using Synthogen, they'll recover faster than they ever have. I guarantee it. And that's going to allow them to get in more growth stimulating workouts every month. And if he's using Progenidrex, he's going to be eating a lot more, enough to actually build more muscle. And along the way, he is getting research proven doses of creatine, essential aminos, beta alanine, orotic acid, that when added to this higher calorie diet, accelerate muscle growth even further. Hey, wish I could give you hormones, but the government took that away from us, so I had to use food. That approach almost has to be used now because of what I just said. The use of hormones, as far as the government is concerned, is out of the question. You know, if I gave you test sip, then sure, you could make some mistakes and still grow muscle. In fact, that I think was the New England Journal of Medicine study looking at 600 milligrams a week showed that trainees who got that dose, who didn't even work out, they put on more muscle than hard training naturals. But that isn't the world that we live in, you know, at least the legal world we live in. There's no safety net if you fall down or you're not training hard enough or if you're not eating enough. It's just a far different world. Not everyone is going to need help in all three areas, but if you're not gaining, it is a sure bet that your solution can be found in one of those three areas, and a supplement to address that would then give you the results that you're looking for. I would encourage you to try and do everything right for a month, and then do the same, but this time, use one or more of those supplements that I just mentioned. I am sure that you will find that training with or without them is like night and day once your capacity block has been addressed, either in stimulating, recovering, or actual growth. Now, sure, you can do it without them, but you could walk to work too instead of taking your car. You know, supplements are that car, allowing you to get to where you want to go faster. It's like any other type of technology, a reasonable person will avail themselves to it. So I hope that helps.
Gerard SF says, bodybuilders of the 40s and 50s, and quite frankly, even the 60s and 70s, didn't have supplements like today, yet they built great muscular physiques, hard work and diet, short of the liver tablet. Can you think of, really, supplements became a business with Joe Weider. Joe Weider's initial business was selling information and workout programs. And along with him and his partner, Dan Lurie, Dan sold the weights, the Lurie weight set. And Joe sold the plan, how to build muscle confusion, all that sort of stuff. Then with the inception of protein powders, which were really the first quote-unquote supplements that came out, and they weren't even good protein powders. They were soy protein powders until Ovaltine came along and came out with a dairy-based protein powder. There really were no other supplements per se, and if you want to call them supplements, their supplements were raw cream, blood. Yes. Armand Tanney and Jack LaLanne used to buy blood from the slaughterhouses up in California. Mix it with raw milk and drink that. Those were the supplements. And then around the time when Weider started getting smart about, you know, protein powders and so on, we saw the first supplement, I think, was Liver Tabs, wasn't it?
Liver Tabs were out there. To your point, I can't think of much else. I can tell you in the old-time strongman books, before supplements, the only other avenue that these people used was concentrated nutrition. So where they could get fats in the form of wheat germ oil or heavy cream was another one. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I've made the point before. One cup of heavy cream added to your shakes adds 1,000 calories. For the guy that's coming up short 1,000 calories every day in his bulking diet, that's gonna literally go from no or meager results to bam, he's going to start gaining muscle and fast.
Well, you know, and interestingly that you say that, because the myth of the hard gainer, okay, and I say the myth of the hard gainer. The myth of the hard gainer is exactly the same, but in the opposite direction of the myth of the person who can't lose body fat. And what I mean by that is this. The person who can't lose body fat says, I'm eating the way I'm supposed to eat. I'm eating the diet, but you find out that they're not. They're cheating. They're eating food late at night, and they're not telling you the truth. Well, the myth of the hard gainer is he's just not eating enough. And that half a cup of cream twice a day could be the difference between being a hard gainer and being a gainer.
And that's, you know what, to be totally honest, that was my exact same scenario. I had convinced myself I was a hard gainer. I thought I was doing everything correctly, but when I added, I think it was 800 calories a day, I started gaining to the point where people were accusing me of using steroids. And you know what? I've said this before and I'll say it again. There is no contest between the individual eating 4,000 calories and maybe 150 grams of protein a day and the guy getting 300 grams of protein a day, but he's taking in 2,000 calories.
Right.
No contest.
Right. And the same is true of, you know, you can't gain muscle if you're not eating enough food. You can't lose body fat if you're not eating little enough food, little, like less food. It's a simple process. Obviously, the choices of foods will instill different results. But there's no such thing as the hard gainer. There's just a guy who's not eating enough. That's really what it comes down to.
That was my case. And, you know, it's to admit that is just what you said. It is what it is. And there are no hard gainers. There are a lot of guys that don't eat enough.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more questions and answers with Coach Rob Regish. You can visit CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. This is the Blueprint Pal Hour. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Here's another longtime listener, and haven't had a question from him in a while. Jim Longy. He says, did you ever use the Andro products? Oh, yeah. I have a stash of them and wondering if they're still worth it. Specifically, I have some 1AD pills and 4AD transdermal. Are they still any good? How many years ago is that now?
He was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I tell you, my humble opinion, pills are probably still okay. Transdermal, yep. I don't know about.
Yeah, I think that's what I arrived at. But anyway, be that as it may. Yes, I did sample the original Andro and later the Norandro products in 1996 when they originally hit the market. And I was buying it from Pat Arnold's company, so I knew, you know, it was legit. Mm-hmm. The only problem was this. They didn't work. At least nothing like, you know, what was promised. There's, you know, there's the pattern again. The stuff wasn't cheap either. So I was pretty turned off. So turned off, I sat on the sideline for years, reasoning it was just another scam. Then in 2003, the first transdermal 4AD appeared. Why I bought it, I can't recall, because I had sworn everything off. But it had a noticeable effect. Much, and the noticeable effects were this. Much better energy, much better sex drive, mood, and about, if memory serves, 5 pounds on the scale. Not bad, but definitely, you know, not like steroids, or at least the ones I was reading about.
Hey, Coach, would you say about the transdermal? Because remember the 4AD kind of gave you flu-like symptoms when you're on it for more than 3 weeks, but the transdermal didn't do that, did it?
I honestly can't tell you about oral 4AD because I never gave that a 4-androdiol.
I'm thinking of Oral 1-AD. The Oral 1-AD gave you flu-like symptoms after about 3 weeks, and that's why a lot of guys cycled. I'm sorry, scratch that.
That's all right. What I found with respect to flu-like symptoms was methyl-1 test, and you got that real fast. But, you know, sometime after 4-AD, 1-AD came along, and there was enough board feedback on that for me to try it too. I gained if I'm thinking correctly here, I want to say I gained around 10 pounds a bottle. But it was the muscle hardness that took me aback. And, you know, still though, at most, if you stack the two, 4-AD and 1-AD, at most you were talking about a 15 pound gain. And, you know, you lost a good deal of it after you came off. Now, the beast wasn't far behind. And that was methyl-1 test that I just mentioned. Supposedly the strongest oral ever. Now, I did some research in Vita's books. He did what's considered the reference standard on androgens. And the methyl-1 test data was unambiguous. The stuff was a monster. 900 to 1,600 times more anabolic than testosterone. I took that for 3 weeks. I want to say I only took like 5 milligrams too.
Right.
Once in the morning.
Was actually a sensible dose. When guys started going 10 and 20, that's when all the really nasty stuff started happening.
Yeah, but check this out. In just 3 weeks on 5 milligrams a day, I gained 15 pounds.
Yeah.
All water before I got my blood work back. And that really scared me. It crushed my HDLs. My blood pressure, needless to say, skyrocketed. And that shouldn't be a surprise. You know, gaining 15 pounds almost overnight is going to do that. And you lost all of it when you came off. It was, in my opinion, if you were talking about methyl-1 test, it was mostly water. Mm-hmm. And like you referenced before, I felt like I had a low-grade flu.
You always felt sick. It was worse. For those of you who've done trenbolone, you know that tren kind of makes you feel like you're on the verge of being sick all the time, but you can perform. Methyl-1 test made you feel horrible. It really did. And it gave you a pain in your back that I always thought was from my kidneys because it's around the saddle area. But a lot of guys would say, oh, it was crazy back pumps. I don't think it was back pumps. You would get it just walking. So I don't think it was back pumps. But it did. It made you feel horrible. And I know a guy who was taking 20 milligrams a day, and his eyes started to show jaundice.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you know, for those that missed that time period, there were truly some interesting products on the market. But back to Jim. You know, given what you have, 1-AD and 4-AD, I'd first tell you it's fun stuff. But don't count on it putting any lasting muscle on you. You know, is it still good? My gut tells me yes. You know, most chemicals don't magically go inert or change into something else, you know, once their expiration date comes. Now, at worst, I think you'd need to take more. But I'd be surprised if that was the case. So if you're going to do it, for God's sake, make sure you have some good post-cycle therapy on hand and try to make the most of it. Finally, you need to understand this. Both of those items, although they were once legal, are now Schedule 3 drugs and highly illegal. So don't go carrying them around in your car. Don't
tear the labels off of them, first of all.
Tear the labels off. I was about to say,
yeah.
You know, I would go that far. You can keep the information somewhere else separate, you know, if you'd like. Dan Duchesne, in I think it was the Underground Steroid Handbook 2, said much the same. He said, you know, make things as nondescript to the point where, you know, even you're not sure what it is.
Right.
The point being is this. You can't be too careful. It would be an awful shame to get pulled over because you got a broken taillight and the officer sees a couple bottles of 1-AD in plain view.
And he knows what it is.
and he knows
a lot
what
of because a lot of law enforcement guys use stuff too. So he's going to go, oh yeah, I remember that stuff. It's illegal now.
Right. He'll confiscate it. So that's my opinion on those two pro hormones. They are, even with their drawbacks, they are miles better than the stuff that's on the market today, in my opinion. I got a question this week from someone about, you know, some of the current crop of pro hormones. I will be honest and say I haven't used them. That's not my scene anymore. I didn't like it when they were real good. I hear anyway from a lot of people that run them, with few exceptions, they're nothing to write home about.
So this is my real quick opinion. The caps are probably fine, as you said. They're probably still 100% of what they were 10 years ago. The problem with the transdermal isn't that the active ingredient may change. It's that those transdermals separate. Because you got to remember, a transdermal is technically a suspension.
Right.
And usually a transdermal is made from a few different ingredients, maybe some lecithin, some sort of oil base, maybe some DMSO, something that they used as a solvent to incorporate the active ingredient. Over years, that stuff all separates into different sections of the bottle. So if it's one of those pump applicators like Caleb Stone used to have, you may have to take that out, put it in a bowl, and whisk it and whip it and whip it and whip it and stir it until it is all uniform again. That would be the real challenge, because if it's separated, then it's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
And maybe add a dash of DMSO if you can.
Yeah, add a little DMSO. Upgrade it.
Right.
Let's go ahead and go to the next question, and then we'll take a break. So the next question comes from Mike Yanelli. He says, I'd like to know your thoughts on the best cutting routine. What works best? I guess he means getting leaned out, right? But preserving the most muscle.
That's what I took it to mean. But, you know, first off, I really dislike the word routine, you know, so let's strike that from our vocabulary. Second, you should know that appearing cut has more to do with diet, in my opinion, although that's not to say training variables can't accelerate your progress. They certainly can. So understand you should craft a plan that uses both training and diet to achieve your goal. You know, they should go together like peanut butter and jelly, and although all too often they actually work against each other. So let's look first at what people typically do to learn from the mistakes. The first thing people do when trying to cut is to drop calories. And all too often it's a really low calorie diet. So if they're eating 3,000 calories a day and they decide to cut it to 2,000, they'll lose weight for about a month. Maybe a little longer, at which point their basal metabolic rate will slow down to match the energy intake. Now they have to cut further to something on the order of 1,500 calories a day or less, which again negatively affects BMR and leaves even less energy for training. That training, by the way, all too often involves what people do is they'll lighten up on the weights. Mm-hmm. And they'll do more reps and maybe shorter rest intervals. That, and they start doing really excessive cardio, hours and hours every day. The result is predictable. They wind up losing more muscle than fat. They get a lot weaker. And eventually, you know, they're going to regain all that weight. And many wind up fatter than they were before. So it's sad. Instead, I think you should be zigzagging calories between 100% of maintenance on training days. Let's call that, you know, 3,000 calories a day, and at most 70% of maintenance on your non-training days. And doing so is going to give you the energy necessary to train hard and create a significant deficit on off days, on your off days, to burn fat. Zigzagging also prevents your basal metabolic rate from slowing down to match any set caloric intake. Now, as for training days and what to do, I favor lactic acid tolerance training when somebody is looking to cut, meaning I have my clients use 5 to 7 compound exercises performed in rapid succession. Push-ups, pull-ups, bodyweight squats, hanging leg raises, or knee raises, and bridges. You know, right there, if those 5 movements, that's a fantastic bodyweight workout that will really up your conditioning, burn fat, and save your joints. Now, this is the important part. Every 3rd or 4th workout should see you return to using heavy weights, long rest periods, at least 3 minutes, or more strength-oriented bodyweight stuff. Instead of regular push-ups, one-arm push-ups. What you've done is craft a training routine, even though I hate the word, that dovetails with the diet exquisitely. It strengthens not just muscles, but joints, tendons, and ligaments, and it minimizes wear and tear. The bodyweight circuit days, those are fast too. You don't have to worry about somebody jumping on the equipment, right, or screwing up your circuit. And the workouts are really fast. Assuming you rest 1 minute between that loop of exercises, and you perform 3 circuits to start, just run through it 3 times, it takes just about 10 minutes or so, from start to finish. So even building up to 5 rounds, which is as many as you should do, in my opinion, your workout should never exceed 15 to 20 minutes. Now, a lot of people are going to say, hey, man, that's not enough. 15 to 20 minutes, are you kidding? Try it. It is brutal. And most people will struggle to make it through 3 rounds the first time. More like 2 for most people. Finally, if you do need more help in burning fat, and I would only use this as a last resort, I would suggest the tried and true ephedrine caffeine stack. You dose that at 25 milligrams of ephedrine and 250 milligrams of caffeine, a 10-to-1 ratio of caffeine to ephedrine, 2 to 3 times per day. It has been shown to triple fat loss relative to placebo. You know, now go, if you haven't tried this before, go slow with it. You know, go slow with it at first, particularly if you've never combined ephedrine and a caffeine. Those are strong stimulants. But having said that, they're the gold standard in fat loss. Give that a shot, Mike. I know you will do well with it. You know, that type of training, lactic acid tolerance training, now that I mention it, for those that are training exclusively for strength, it's not a bad idea every 3rd or 4th workout to actually throw one of those in.
Yeah.
Because you will see very quickly, and the body weight circuit in particular, you'll see exactly where you are conditioning wise, and it won't stress your tendons and ligaments to any great degree, allowing you to get back to the weights even stronger.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So Douglas Solomon, who I accidentally referred to as Dan Solomon at the beginning of the show, sorry about that, says that he's training using your program right now, and he's getting huge benefits from the investment. I would imagine that he has purchased the blueprint, it sounds like.
Actually, what he does is we have phone consultations. And he is off to a great start. When I do speak to people over the phone, it really allows me to, number one, understand what their goals are. Number two, understand what they're working with in terms of injuries, equipment, what they can do. And then finally, the advice that I give on how to achieve their goal, I will get you there. That's the bottom line. So he's doing phone consults. Not necessarily a blueprint bulletin or whatnot, but it's great to talk to the people. You know, when I get tons of emails and texts, but when you have the opportunity to speak to someone, that's a privilege in my opinion, and it never fails to bring me a lot of satisfaction to help people like that.
Gerard SF says stacks work. Don't overdo it and don't rush it. What do you think about that?
meaning ephedrine and caffeine?
Yes. I would imagine that too, so much. The stack works.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, you can save yourself a lot of time, aggravation, and money by going to the tried and true ephedrine caffeine stack. It is, especially relative to some fat burners, it is inexpensive. It is research proven. And yes, it is safe in the dosages that are recommended, no more than 90 milligrams of ephedrine a day. And that is according to research studies done at a place called Harvard, Columbia University, and elsewhere. So
you shouldn't jump into 90 milligrams a day. You really need to. It's not to just test. A lot of people say, well, test your tolerance, right? But it's not just to test your tolerance. The same is true of these kind of fat burning stacks as is of exercise. And what I mean by that is you always want to use the lowest effective dose because your body becomes accustomed to that. And then you got to bump it up. If you go right for the gusto from the get go, then when your body starts to become tolerant of it, you got no place to go. So start out with the lowest dose that works for you. And every couple weeks, maybe if you start noticing, you know, I just don't feel it anymore, bump it up 5 milligrams. So make 90 happen over the course of a year instead of going right for the gusto and because you'll get a lot more bang out of your buck that way.
That's great advice. I wish I had followed it.
Oh, you and I both. I was just talking to a guy this morning. I live life on the edges of extreme. And Gerard adds to that, building muscle or getting ripped takes time. Problem, gym goes live in a microwave oven world. I like that.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah, gym goers live in a microwave oven world. Yeah, it's all about expectations. Part of it's too, because we see commercials.
Right.
We see magazine ads for people who lost 60 pounds in 6 weeks or gained 15 pounds of muscle in 1 month. And we believe that because it's pure BS anyway. And we believe it. So we think, well, if that person can do it, I can do it too. And it really, you can't hold yourself up to those kind of standards. You just can't.
Expectations are powerful things. And if you really believe a miracle body manifests in 90 days or 30, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Coach, sit tight. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. My transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more. You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So what is the blueprint tip of the day today, Coach?
The tip of the day is working on what is weak to become strong. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing I dread... it's cardio. If there's one thing I'm weak in, you know, it's conditioning. So at 240 pounds or so, with feet like spatula feet, I'm not exactly built for endurance. That situation is probably a lot worse given almost all of my 32 years in this game have been spent building fast twitch muscle, which brings up an interesting point. Your muscles, depending upon how you train them, will take on fast or slow twitch properties depending, right, on your training. You can actually see this under a microscope. So know that if you really want to, you can change the type of muscle fibers that you have. Now, I won't be training to convert fast to slow twitch anytime soon, but I acknowledge that I really need to up my conditioning work to up the rest of my goals, which have to do with resistance training. It's not as easy as it sounds. I regularly gain up to 10 pounds every weekend from carb loading. I'll do no carbs Monday through Friday, big carb load on the weekend. That really puts a damper on cardio work come Monday, and sharp stabbing pains that I get from shin splints gets taken to a whole new level. Accordingly, things like jogging or even fast walking are out for me, at least early in the week. I have to discontinue that due to severe pain even before my meager VO2 max is reached. So, you know, I'm trying to look at it from my training's perspective, but this really goes for anybody. I've got a goal of box squatting 500 pounds. that dictates squatting heavy about twice a week. So things like pushing and pulling sleds that are loaded with 300, 400, or 500 pounds like I used to do in the past, those need to be, you know, if they're added, judiciously. Even though there's no vertical loading, pushing a sled or pulling it, it still takes a lot out of your legs and can negatively affect your weight training. Sprints would be ideal if it were not for the fact that after age 40, I became very prone to hamstring pulls. In one case, it was a pretty severe tear. For my money, hamstring pulls are even worse than back injuries, because you can still hip belt squat if you've got a bad back. You tear a hamstring or you blow out a knee, you know, you can kiss squatting goodbye. You can't bend that knee or with the torn hamstring. The solution I have found is sprinting with a sled, using a lightweight, and limiting rest periods between sprints. So lately, that means, you know, I've just been loading 100 pounds on a prowler, sprinting with it around 150 feet up and back. You know, then I rest 90 seconds in between sets, and I'll do it 9 or 10 more times for a total of 20 sprints. Once I was able to do that with too much respiratory distress, I lowered the rest periods to 60 seconds. And ultimately, I would like to be able to perform 20 trips with just 30 seconds of rest in between sets. So here's the issue with that, though. Even though it's just a very lightweight on the sled, you can't do that every day. So, or at least I can't. On Thursdays and Fridays, I go out for a run or a fast walk, you know, either going outside or just using the treadmill on a slight incline. Both of those are a nice break, both physically and mentally, from all the sprinting. And they free your mind from high-intensity work, too. If you're not prone to hamstring pulls and tears, I would encourage you to sprint, because I found no finer exercise for keeping body fat in check, and in particular the waistline, than sprinting. You know, even just twice a week, sprinting whittled my waist down with no change in diet, and it kept it there for as long as I did it. You know, another really solid alternative is hill sprints. You know, like the sled variation, it greatly mitigates your injury risk and ups the fat burning dramatically. Finally, know and understand the right kind of cardio will only help with your resistance training. Mm-hmm. Now you tell me, is someone with incredible stamina, are they going to be able to do more or less work with the weights per any given unit of time? You know, you show me someone who can move 12,000 pounds in 30 minutes, and I'll show you someone who's bigger and stronger than the guy who can only move 9,000 pounds in 30 every time. And much of that is due to having a world-class heart and lungs. So if you're like me, despite the fact that you dread it, work hard on your conditioning. Because even if you're weak in it like I am, it is precisely for that reason that it'll help the most. And so after I hang up here, I've got to get it in gear and work hard on my conditioning.
It's funny. So I think I sent you a picture of the x-ray of my left foot, right? I sent that to you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Well, so there's some good news, actually. So a couple weeks ago, I went to the doctors, and it turned out that because of the bones and the way the pressure is uneven on my foot, I ended up with two hematomas in the pad of my foot. A hematoma is a blister of blood under the skin. But these were pretty deep in the skin, and they were large. Each one of them was like that big around. I've been walking on those hematomas for probably about 8 or 9 months. And here's when they happened one day when I was doing heavy farmer's walks in my five fingers. which would be fine if my foot wasn't effed up. But if my foot being effed up, I probably shouldn't have been wearing five fingers, especially carrying heavy loads for long distances. So those hematomas, generally, they're reabsorbed by the body, or if they're too big to be reabsorbed, which these are, they kind of turn into almost like wax, and then eventually they come out. They, like, the skin breaks away and lets them out. But these were so deep, and the bottom of my feet, the padding of my feet is so thick that when they made their way out, they ended up creating open wounds on the bottom of my foot.
Right.
And they became infected. So for the past 8 months, I've been walking on what is tantamount to two lumps that big in between my toes and the pad of my feet. And so if that isn't uncomfortable enough, they became infected. Ooh. And, well, I had them removed about this past Wednesday, I had them removed.
Right.
The doctor wanted to give me an antibiotic, but you know me, antibiotic. Carl, I said, no. She goes, well, I'm culturing it. And if it turns out there's anything in there, you're taking an antibiotic. I said, okay, we'll culture it first, and then we'll cross that bridge after you check it out.
Right.
Well, so that was done on a Wednesday. Thursday night, my foot started hurting so bad. And I noticed that around the arch, it was red and inflamed looking. I thought, son of a gun, I bet I have an infection. So Friday night, we went out to dinner to celebrate Elisa's birthday with some friends. I literally, Rob, but from the time I got to dinner at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I went from enjoying myself to sitting at the table shivering.
Wow.
Shivering. I had to leave the table. I didn't finish my food. I got in the car, turned the car on, and turned the heat up to 80 and sat in there while Elisa, because I didn't want her to have to leave because I didn't feel good. It was her celebration. She wanted to leave. I says, no. So the short story is I get home that night. I get in the sauna twice to try to burn this out. So the infection actually started to travel. So I am on an antibiotic now. But the interesting thing is when Dr. Eichenberger cut these two wounds out of my foot, they've healed now. They're almost completely healed. Thank God for my prescription of growth hormone. They've almost completely healed. I'm able to do cardio again now. Yeah. There's no pain in my foot. In fact, I'm putting off surgery till the beginning of next year because my deductible will roll over again and I can add it to next year. My conditioning has suffered because of my left foot. Well, I can do cardio now. I can walk. I can do elliptical. I can even jog. And it's an amazing thing for me because my conditioning has suffered horribly. So I'm like you right now. I am starting to focus on conditioning. In fact, I'm going to start getting to the gym at least 30 minutes earlier and putting in at least 20 to 30 minutes of cardio at the end of every workout for the next couple weeks as my entry point, and then I'm going to bump it up from there and start doing more cardio. Absolutely. Yep.
And I'm almost certain you're going to notice a benefit when you go to...
In my lifting, yeah. I'll notice a benefit. And everything you notice. This whole don't do cardio because you'll lose muscle, that's nonsense. And if you do lose muscle from cardio, then something you're doing is wrong.
Yeah. Hey, Doug Salamone just made a great point. He said, do three sets of ladders. That'll boost your strength and stamina. I was doing those on hip belt squats prior to moving to the box squat, and he's absolutely right. You know, you want to send your heart rate through the roof, do three sets of ladders, 10 to 30 seconds in between sets. Your heart rate will take off.
What are ladders? For those of us who don't know what ladders are, what are ladders?
Ladders are as follows. Let's say you perform one rep. You rest 10 to 30 seconds. Then you perform 2, 3, 4, and 5. Once you're done with 5, you restart the ladder at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then finally, a third ladder, 1 through 5. If you're using a weight, a meaningful enough weight, you'll get about halfway through the second set of ladders. And you'll be doubting yourself whether or not you're going to make it through.
So give me an example of a ladder with a movement. So let's say I want to do a ladder with a back row.
Yep. So a back movement, doing left, chins are great and lend themselves really well.
Okay, so let's say I want to do chin-ups and do a ladder. Give me an example. So I get up there, I do one rep, I drop down?
Yes, and then you're going to rest anywhere between 10 and 30 seconds. And the first ladder, I rest just 10 seconds.
Right.
Then I do two reps, rest 10 seconds, rest three reps, 10 seconds, four reps, 10 seconds, five reps. Now I'm really starting to feel it.
Right.
So I give myself 20 seconds, and then I start the second ladder, one rep. 20 more seconds, two reps, all the way through five.
Why does this not sound hard to me? Obviously, I need to try it now.
If you're using a significant enough weight and you're managing the rest periods appropriately, it's incredible. I was using them on hip belt squats. And if memory serves, I was using 380 or 400 pounds. You know, as you start it, Carl, it doesn't feel like it's going to be much.
Right.
It doesn't sound like a lot. But, man, if you get into the second ladder, you're going to really start feeling it. And it's a form of rest pause training, but it teaches you to dig really deep, really deep. And in that respect, it's not unlike, 20 rep breathing squats. And Doug just brought up another good point. Do more of one movement than it's tougher.
Do you actually see that? That's up on the screen right now?
Yeah, I can
see
it.
Oh, I was thinking, how did Rob see that? I didn't realize that. Yeah, okay.
No, that's good. You know, and this is fantastic because we have a very educated listener base audience. And they're bringing very good points to the helm here that are going to help not just me and you, but the rest of the audience.
So what Doug is saying is basically do a superset ladder. So you do two movements back to back and you rest for 10 seconds. Then you do that same movement again back to back and rest for 10 seconds. You do that five times. That's one ladder.
Right. And then the second ladder, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You never done these?
No, I've got to try it now. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to believe I'm up for the challenge. Because I don't know if I sent my workouts to Charles Staley, and he commented, "Wow, this is a lot of work when I do my giant sets with some fairly heavy compound movements, and I do I do four movements back to back, and then I rest, and I only rest for a couple minutes before I get started again. So I feel like I'm up for this, and I may have to try this as soon as I'm ready to rotate out of what I'm doing now."
The real benefit to ladders is, although you're not using high reps, it is a sneaky way of getting a lot of volume in. Because if you are successful in completing three ladders, it's a total of, 45 reps?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it's, 5 and 9, and it's and 3 is 12, and third, so it's 13 per times 5, 13 times 5.
I'm bad at math.
Yeah.
So you get a nice mix of strength work and enough mechanical work to
have some cardiovascular. Yeah.
And Doug says, I learned these from Rob. So maybe he is a subscriber. Forgive me on that. But I covered ladders many issues ago, and they really are fantastic.
Yeah. Well, listen, this has been a great episode, a lot of good information to learn about. Got to give shout-outs to two new sponsors, Atrantil, which has an amazing product. If you suffer from bloating and distended stomach, you have to give this product a try. It comes with a money-back guarantee. And then also Sandeep over at Pure Indian Foods has a turmeric. If you take turmeric, you got to check this turmeric out. There's not a lot of it. He goes over to India. He buys turmeric. He has it lab tested. It's only the best turmeric. It's free of heavy metals. It's the highest in curcumoids of anything out there, higher than the C3 standards. It's available on our show right now. If you go to the Supreme Radio website, it's there. If you're a fan of turmeric, this is boutique stuff. This is really, really good. Kim Gate B says, I do something similar to this and it works. I wish she would have posted what exactly she does. We could share it with the audience. Give her a second on that. So I'll continue to talk about the two new sponsors. But give Atrantil a try if you have bloating. A lot of women are taking probiotics. They're not seeing the results. Atrantil is not a probiotic. Not a right. probiotic, folks. It is something completely different, and it works. It comes with a money-back guarantee. And then also, if you take turmeric, a show of Pure Indian Foods and Sandeep some love and try their new turmeric, which I think is standardized for 5% or more of curcumoids, which I think the C3 is just 3% of curcumoids.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. And plus, it's all tested for heavy metals. He tests everything. He's a guy. He's from India. Right. Lives in New Jersey, I believe. He loves turmeric. He knows that it's good stuff. And he decided to do his best to bring the best turmeric to the United States. But it's small amounts, because majority of turmeric that you buy and that I buy is stuff that he's turned down. Think about that.
Wow.
Otherwise, he'd be able to have more.
We should send some to Kim here. I'm sure she needs them after her ladders.
Now, do you know about Kim? Does she train with you?
No, but she's new to me, but it sounds to me like she's on the same track we are. And trust me, you know, if you're using these with a big movement like squats of any sort and you're using enough weight, at the end of three rounds of ladders, you feel like you got hit by a freight train.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try it. Not yet. Pretty soon. I'm going to try. I'm making progress right now, so I'm going to squeeze every drop out of what I'm doing. Before I change up, and then I'll try that. Well, that's it. That's the end of today's show. I want to thank Coach Rob, CoachRobRegish.com. Please go to his website and check it out. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, Rob.
Bye-bye.